Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's futures. And don't forget that the MLB is back as well. Who are you picking to win the World Series? BetOnline is your continued source for all of your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello everyone and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm taking a look at the New England Patriots 2022 draft needs. So be sure if you enjoy this video or this episode of the podcast to please like, comment, share, and subscribe. Go live each and every single day on Facebook and YouTube. Check out clips of all of our shows on Instagram at 100 Football. And, of course, our amazing podcast, thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. You can listen to podcasts pretty much every single day. A ton of episodes. We release about 10, 15 to 20 per week. And, you know, with the draft coming up very, very soon on April the 28th, we have been really going into high gear with our draft content. So please go over there, leave us a review, see what you like. There's always something on your team. And we just thank you once again for all the continued support you've been giving throughout the years here on 100 Yards of Football. So let's get into it. The New England Patriots 2022 draft needs. Now the Patriots last year, 2021, finished with a very solid record, 10-7 in the AFC East, right behind the Buffalo Bills, who were 11-6. They are hoping they can flip the script this upcoming season and go on top and be back at number one in that division. It's not going to be easy, though. They got the Dolphins, who have had a lot of good pieces, and the Jets, who are up and coming, are a young and hungry team. So we'll see how they can fare this upcoming year. But going into the draft, the Patriots, they've lost a decent amount of players in free agency. Boy, have they ever. Of course, we got to talk about the big one, right? The most recent one at the time of this recording, and that is Mr. J.C. Jackson deciding he is no longer going to be with New England. He is going to go and test his waters. He is going to be gone and not going to be the upcoming cornerback for the New England Patriots this upcoming season. So that is a very big hole for him, for them to fill. We will see where the young man goes. Going into their free agency, who they've picked up, we'll talk about some re-signings and also some of the gentlemen who they have acquired from other teams. Devin McCourty is coming back. They got Devontae Parker from Miami not too long ago. They have re-signed Trent Brown, their right tackle. Henry Anderson has re-signed. They also are getting Terrence Mitchell, the cornerback from the Houston Texans. They're getting Matt Slater back. They're getting Jabril Peppers from the New York Giants. They've got James White coming on back. They've also got Nick Folk, the kicker, returning. They've got Ty Montgomery moving on over from New Orleans to New England. Brian Hoyer, the backup, is coming on back. Harvey Lange. They also have Mac Wilson coming over from the Browns. They've re-signed Jawan Bentley and Jacoby Myers as well. Let's look at some of the guys they have lost in free agency, because they have lost a good amount of players, and let's talk about them right now. Ted Karras, the right guard, is gone. Chase Winovich, the defensive lineman, went to the Browns. Shaquille Mason going to the Buccaneers, and J.C. Jackson, like I mentioned, he's gone, and he is going to the Chargers. So it is a... You know, it's been a little bit of an up and down offseason for the Patriots. I'm sure they were hoping that a lot of those guys, especially Jackson, Mason, Karras, those guys would have re-signed. But that's just not the way it shakes out.
Tons of people take multivitamins, but it's important to choose one that is top quality. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day right. Their special blend of ingredients supports gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's also lifestyle-friendly and fits a wide range of diets. There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial anything. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/believe. That's B-L-E-A-V. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/believe. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health.
So let's go into their draft picks, because they have a decent amount of draft picks this upcoming year. They can definitely make something happen. They have, in the first round, pick 21, pick 54 in the second, pick 85 in the third, 127 in the fourth, 158 in the fifth, 170 in the fifth as well, and in the sixth round, pick 200 and 210. So they can definitely have a lot of draft capital here. I know that their money is a little bit tight, so that's why they haven't gotten a whole lot of those free agents. That's why a lot of those guys left, because they got a bigger bag. They got that money. But let's go on to the draft and who they can potentially get. And I'm going to look at the groups that they can improve on this upcoming year in about a week. A little bit less than so whenever this is going to be dropped. So I feel that you got to go there. There's two really big keys that they have to hit on. I think in the first and second round, you got to go with a corner. A corner is going to be crucial. Losing Jackson is going to hurt. So you got to go with a corner, I think, with pick 21. And I feel that you can go second or third round for sure. You can grab an offensive lineman because it is pretty stacked. Like I said, you just need to help out where the fill the holes of Ted Karras and Shaq Mason. So you can definitely get a high-quality offensive lineman a little bit later because some of them, except for the main ones that you hear talked about, a lot of them tend to fall into later rounds. So I feel that the Patriots need to look mostly – at corners, look at the offensive line. Those are the two really big keys I believe they have to look at in order for them to succeed, in order to for them to stay on track. And then you can also look back on defense, help out your linebacking core. You lost Winovich, you're going to need someone to replace him as well. So look at the linebacking core, see who you can get, and just see, look for some depth pieces as well. You know, you might need to get a punter in the near time. I know they like I mentioned, they have re-signed their punter in Nick Folk, or excuse me, their kicker, but you need to get a punter eventually. So overall, the Patriots, like I said, I think they're in good contention. Mac Jones had a very good year last year. They need to look for a couple of other, maybe, you can always get a receiver in the draft, right? I know they got Devontae Parker, so that's going to be a good pickup for them, but they can always look to expand and get a little bit better everywhere in the draft. So I feel that looking at the main pieces, I would definitely look at cornerback, offensive line. Those are the big two of concern. And then go, like I said, maybe look for a punter. Maybe go and grab you some more offensive linemen. Get some more offensive line help. And I think that the Patriots are going to be in good shape whenever they just kind of flesh out their offense a little bit more. Get that offensive line right. Get another receiver in there. And then go over to the defense. Help out your linebacking core and your cornerbacks. And I think they will be set for this year. They have a very good team. I think they are going to compete. But we will see how it is. We'll see who they draft. And, hey, this is the best time to be an NFL fan because the draft is so much fun.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
So, please, drop a comment. Who will the Patriots draft? Who do you have them going with? Is it going to be a corner? Is it going to be a wide receiver, offensive lineman? Please let me know. And we will be sure to discuss it in the comments with you. Like I said, I've been your host, Logan Lance. If you enjoyed the video, please like, comment, share, subscribe. Check out our podcast, Available anywhere else to podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, etc., etc. Thanks to the Believe Podcast Network for all the love and support. Thanks. I've been your host, Logan Snyders. Have a great day, everyone, and we will talk to you again on another live episode of 100 Yards of Football. See you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.